This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host, Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Good evening and welcome to On the Tee, Florida, this first show of 2024, this January 4th. Of course, we are live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery, serving breakfast daily up here on the Lower Nine. And we've got almost the entire entertainment crew in the house today, and I didn't anticipate that, but I'm excited. We're going to have a little party. It's kind of a post-Tom Gribben birthday party, pre-Tom Gribben concert at Katiki on Saturday night.
I'm still celebrating.
Happy birthday, belated birthday, my friend. And I know it's your birthday week, right?
The whole week, yeah.
The entire week, exactly.
So we're still celebrating.
John Rager, of course, is up there at St. Augustine Beach. He's our other pro, and across from me is Bill Buttner, still in the recovery mode from his hip replacement. He's a warrior. He climbs up the back steps again for the second time in 3 weeks. And what is that, a 9-iron you use for a cane?
It's a six.
6-iron for a cane.
Yeah.
And the beautiful Patty Suzette, our cart girl, and of course our cocktail queen in the house as well. Looking very professional today, by the way.
I do it from time to time, not too often.
No, you look superb. I'm gonna have Joe grab another microphone and get you set up. And then we've got Jeff Ward, of course, getting ready to launch his Get Your Fit Together podcast. Did a little trial run, and you and the lovely Lisa, looking forward to that. And he is our resident health and fitness I would say guru, and I've been sticking to your plan 4 days in, brother.
Awesome, doing fantastic.
Only 27 to go. Once you get the first month done.
I saw some of the other night. I think you need a wardrobe consultant.
Yeah. Too much skin, or?
Yeah, I mean, Well, no, not too much skin so much as it looked a little sloppy.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
We've also
a golf shirt, you know.
We changed the name of the podcast already before we even launched.
But he's critiquing you over the airways.
I
like the professional critique. You know?
He's got a thing going.
Oh, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
John Rager, Happy New Year, and welcome to the conversation, my friend.
Well, happy New Year, everybody. It's great to be back on the air. It was a great holiday, Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, we enjoyed that last Christmas show. We were a little sentimental at the end of that show, but it was a wonderful time for friends and family and everybody to gather over the holidays. And, hey, now we're back in action. We're ready to go. We've got lots to talk about tonight. And part of that will be the Century Tournament from Hawaii, the first PGA Tour event of the year. And then later on in the broadcast, about 6:45, you have the John Rager Report. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the controversy on the PGA Tour Player of the Year Award this year, the Jack Nicklaus Award that went to Scottie Scheffler. So with that, it's great to be back on, and looking forward to hanging out with my buddies on the air again this week.
Are you coming down on Saturday, John?
Well, I'm going to have to get a passport and permission from the wife to slip out of there, but we would like to make every effort to come down. In fact, if I do come down, it probably won't rain on us then. I heard it was going to rain Saturday, but
it's going to rain. But
isn't there, like, you know, the raindrops don't go through the palm fronds on the roof, do they?
No, and they put plastic around the outside, but the rain's going to blow through by midday. So by the nighttime, it's going to be beautiful.
St. Petersburg's most interesting man is also a meteorologist, and I like to hear that weather report.
Hey, my knee tells me it's going to clear out by noon.
I can't wait till my hip starts talking to me.
Hey, we don't want to show the demographic that we are on this show, but I tell you what, my sciatic is killing me right now, too.
Good thing Patty's here to even it out.
My boobs really. No, nothing.
Well, that'll increase.
It's going to rain.
That will increase our demographic dramatically, young lady. And of course, we don't have to worry about the health and fitness guru. He doesn't have any pains.
No, I'm feeling a day over 60.
Yeah, he's got pains. He doesn't talk about them.
Exactly. Well, I'm looking forward to today's show. It's a interesting show. We'll do a lot of conversation about the century, the start of the 2024 season,
which I'm looking forward to. Hey, I want to start out with Rory. I want to get John's take on Rory's Rory's new statement that maybe he was a little hard on the LIV guys.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about John Rahm, because John Rahm is the defending champ of the century, and he's not there for obvious reasons, and I think we all know why, since his defection. Can you call it defection?
I don't know. $500 million. Is that defection?
I'd call it promotion.
Where do I defect?
You walk across the border with your hands up. I'm defecting. Just write the check. Zell me the money. And I know, is that going to be part of the John Rager report today, my friend?
Well, it can be. But, we'll talk about Rory a little later in the broadcast. You have some other guests coming up tonight, Mike. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was getting there. We've got an interesting one because of the fact that it's in Hawaii, and of course we had the fires. And he's an interesting man. He's the operations manager for Sea Dogs Brewery, and I called him not to talk about golf, but if you watch the Golf Channel today or the last 2 days, actually they've been talking a lot about the fires, the impact they had. I'm sure you've seen some of that coverage, Bill. The loss of 100 lives, 1,100 people displaced, and the PGA is really giving back to that. And Bert Ferrello was in the Marines for 25 years, and he had family there. And Lanai, I believe is the proper pronunciation, is where 75% of the plantation staff lived. And they've been displaced.
Including the superintendent.
Including the superintendent and his wife. You saw that interview. Mm-hmm. And, everybody was fearing for their life. At the last minute here, suddenly there's this fire on top of them.
Lahaina.
Lahaina, thank you.
Lanai is the island off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lanai is what I have on my condo patio, too, right?
Yeah, so that's the back edge of your house.
Yeah, I'm just figuring that down in Florida. They don't have a back porch.
Of course, no. Tom would know the perfect pronunciation, too.
Well, that's what he's for. He's an attorney. He's an author. He is a critic, an editor.
Geographical master, everything.
Yeah. You name it, he's got it figured out. Let's and start he's out a great musician.
Critic, yeah.
That's and good. An excellent musician and promoter. You're going to be promoting a show next week.
Next Wednesday.
Musical based.
Classic rock show, yeah. I want to invite everybody here out as my guest.
Man, he's our party coordinator for the next week.
That's awesome, because some people around here just don't welcome us as well.
They welcome some, but not all.
Not all.
I'm inviting all.
It's 24.
I'm inviting all. Here we go. Now his mom will be mad at us again because we picked on him over Christmas.
2024, can we just forget all the things that happened
in
2023.
Yeah, we're starting.
It's a fresh year, fresh start. You got. You just had a birthday. You should be joyous, not reflecting back on getting slighted by a couple of guys at a women's.
Well, just don't wear your swag around us, then we won't.
Notice that I got new swag, and you'll have plenty. You've got I have to have your special ordered. I've got a small petite for you. Are you small petite?
I'll make it work.
Well, I'm sure you will. I didn't do it intentionally.
I'd say yes.
And then Bill Butner.
She'll shred it. She'll cut it and shred it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can make it as small as I need to. That sounded so...
Well, depends on the golf tournament that we're at.
Keeping in line with this theme right here, I just want to tell you what they say in Iowa. To be a good golfer, you have to have a bad memory. So let's kick off 2024 in style here.
Exactly.
Change personality.
Hey, a couple of things. Also, we're going to talk to your good friend and mine, Brandy Winans. The Sports Club of Tampa has their annual event. I think it's only the second or third annual. It's the Leonard and George Levy Charity Golf Classic, and that's at Carrollwood Country Club, where the NFL Super Bowl of Golf has been held in the past, and you've been the tournament director, and I've been riding around with you. So we'll talk to her a little bit about that.
Just a quick mention on that, since you mentioned the NFL Alumni Super Bowl of Golf. Yes, I am the tournament director here for 2024. We are going to have it on June 10th at Carrollwood Country Club in 2024. It's going to be on a Monday. On Sunday night, we'll have a pairings party. Dexter Jackson, the NFL MVP of the Super Bowl, has agreed to be our honorary chairman of the tournament. And we're having a media day, which the Tampa Sports Connection and Kerry McNally's company, Rust TV, will be there, along with the other media. We're going to have a media presentation there. We're going to have not only Dexter Jackson, but we're going to have some of the contemporary Buccaneers from the Super Bowl champion team, like Mike Allstott and Derek Brooks. So that's going to be on, as far as the media day is concerned, on Wednesday, January 17th. And then the tournament will be on June 10th, 2024, on a Monday at Carrollwood Country Club. So we're excited to have that out, and all the marketing and all the sponsorships and all the details will be out on that media day presentation on the 17th of January at Carrollwood Country Club.
Look forward to riding around with you, my man.
That's great. Brandy's a friend of mine, too. She's a very solid person. Yeah,
she was going to come down at the last minute. She couldn't, but I love Brandy. She actually helped me launch my original podcast down here for about a year. Hey, let's talk some serious golf, since the people have been jonesing and waiting all of December for this tournament. And then, of course, next week it's the Sony. It's the Century, and it was the Century Championship, Bill. But obviously, with all the champions not showing or defecting, as I said, they changed the name. There's only 59 guys in the field. It's a loaded field, I would say.
Oh, it's definitely a strong field. There's no question that the PGA is putting their best foot forward. They need to make a good showing starting the year after.
Again,
after the disaster they had, they were not going to hold the tournament because of all the help there that weren't able to get the golf course up to snuff. But they got all the employees ready to go, and they got
it. It's a great story right now.
Yep.
And each one of these golfers in their own right is making some kind of a statement with their followers, whether it's on social media, whether it's their foundation, and creating their own separate string of cash flow towards this foundation for these displaced
Ricky
people.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler's got the
I like that hat. L on his hat.
Yeah, the hat.
I thought if I was going to get one, but everybody would say, oh, so you finally got your loser hat? you finally got your description of you on the golf course?
Something different.
You on the golf course? Yeah, exactly. But, John, this the Century, in fact, a lot of the guys are finishing up right now. They teed off about 12:54, I believe it was Eastern Standard Time, but that track. Have you been out there?
I have not. No, but I can identify with it because of the hills, the slopes.
But 22 to 23 under is what you're going to have to shoot, because it there's about three reachable par fours on this course, I believe.
And the par fives are reachable too, so you've got a lot of eagle possibilities.
It's fun to watch.
You got a lot of grain to deal with, and if you're a good grain player, you can play that golf course.
Well, if you take a look at this tournament, it's in prime time, obviously, because it's in Hawaii. In fact, the golfers are still on the golf course right now. But one of the things about this tournament, before COVID, it was, primarily you had to have won a golf tournament to play in this tournament. It was a tournament of champions, and it was kind of a reward for winning a tournament the year before and getting ready for the regular tour. But throughout the years, and especially after COVID, they were having a hard time fielding a larger field other than maybe a handful of players. So they went to the top 50 in the world golf rankings to be able to fill out the field. So it's a strong field. And it's a symbiotic relationship with it, since it is on Maui, where they had the Lahuna fires. And the Century executive director, Max Navena, said he was quoted to say that the golf tournament had to happen on Maui, it had to happen on the west side, and it had to happen here at the plantation course at Kapalua. So Century has, they've thrown in like $2 million to the local community to help in the relief efforts. So not only is there a great story as far as PGA Tour starting up this year, and you certainly have all the big names on top of the leaderboard right now, but you also have that local community story. PGA Tour events are primarily geared towards not only for the competition and the big purses and all that comes with it. But it's also about the local charities that they support, and there's probably no better local charity right now that was going on for these relief efforts. And, you know, right now they're still on the golf course. Most golfers have finished, you know, maybe, you know, almost the front side or so. But I'm looking at this leaderboard right now. You got Colin Morikawa at 7-under par, tied with Camilo Villegas, who is the comeback story of the year.
He's having an insurgence of his career.
Yeah, Xander Schauffele is -6. Brian Harman, the lefty open champion, is -5. Adam Schenck is a name out there that, you know, he contended in quite a few tournaments. He's in the top 50s at -5.
So I love that name.
Down the list, it's quite a star-studded field. Looks like Scotty Scheffler's off to a slow start, though. He's reported there that he's got a beard, and he's out for his first thing, and he's way back on tied for 44th at even par. But he's only played two holes, so there's plenty of golf left for Scotty today.
Well, there's a side story on Colin Morikawa, which is kind of cool then, that he's on top of that leaderboard right now. You probably saw that because you're pretty much homebound most of the time.
Disabled and homebound,
yeah,
yes.
Watching the Golf Channel 24/7. But anyway, there are other channels, by the way. I just discovered that there's more than ESPN. And
that's right, when
and
Carolina
channel.
Plays on the ACC network.
We got you.
1205.
Colin Morikawa's grandfather owned a restaurant in Maui, and he just discovered that during this period, his parents told him, you know, he grew up in California, that they had a lot of ties to that area when the fire struck, and so he did a little ancestry and he's discovered a lot of people. So he said, you know, it had an impact on him, and again Tony Finau, also another one of those guys that has relatives, family that live in the area. So, two great side stories. A lot of people like Tony Finau. I don't see. Where's Tony Finau on the leaderboard here, John? I'm looking. He's one of the dark horses to win today. Oh, he's sitting in 25th. He's 6 off the pace. But it'd be great to see Tony Finau or Morikawa win for the home team, I guess, if you will.
Well, again, this is one of those tournaments that, especially everybody in the East Coast of the United States this time of year, big snowstorm coming to hit the northeastern United States. I know over the weekend, big nor'easter, so this tournament will be played in prime time on television. But I had a question for Bill. Bill, you know, congratulations on getting your hip replaced. I know that can't be fun and a major operation, so you did sit around. You probably watched the Golf Channel quite a bit, just seeing what's going on. Were you tempted to buy any of those swing gadgets on those commercials out there? It seems like, no. I'm always a sucker for one of those. It's just like, hey, the magic move, and you buy this thing, and you're gonna lower your score by 5 shots. Did you have any temptation out there?
No. I've worked with David Ledbetter for 15 years, and David is the ultimate promoter of gadgets.
Is he really?
Oh, he is known for gadgets.
He's got everything.
And he's coming up with this latest one that will fix everybody's golf game, even Mike's. But
well, when I think of gadgets, guys, I think about the movie Tin Cup when he loses his swing and he's out there on the range with Cheech Marin, and he's out there and he's got every gadget known to mankind, and it's just a classic shot of humor.
Hey, but you know, Bill, I got to tell you a story about David Ledbetter. I used to go to David Ledbetter, but I'm an endomorph. I've always been, a round body all my life. And so it was in the days when he had his Opel GT, lived in the back of the range down there at Greenleaf West, and you get 5 Absolutely. Guys together, would put some money together, and he would give us a group lesson. So I remember one day, I'm out there, I got Brian Clare with me, I got Nick Price, I got a few others, and they're all skinny as a rail like you were back in the days. You know, 28-inch waist and this, that, and the other. I'm showing up with my, you know, 36, 40-inch waist out there. And the golf swing that he taught worked beautifully for all those guys. They made it on the tour. I had to go back to being a club pro because somehow whatever he was teaching them didn't work on me. But I think David Ledbetter is probably one of the greatest instructors of all time and a wonderful human being. But it's just kind of funny. You know, he didn't do well with endomorphs. You know, he wasn't working with Craig Stadler or Tim Herron or anybody like that. But, boy, he did great with the young, skinny guys.
Has anybody heard that term before, endomorph?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I guess they
say the best baseball players are mesomorphs. So endomorphs, mesomorphs, it's a different.
Well, I expected you to know. I should have said of this trio over here.
Patty said yes.
Patty, yeah. I have. Yeah. It's ectomorph, endomorph, and
mesomorph. Yes. And I'm sure
we're not just entertainers, we're educators.
I'm sure Jeff knows too, and Bill, I think you're the only one, but you were educated in Iowa, so we understand.
Don't go there, Florida. I've seen their school results. Hey,
out of respect for one of the more senior members of the cast on the show, I'll refrain from comment on the endomorph.
that's kind of you.
Thank you. You said it's 2024.
Exactly. Speaking of
2024, Jeff, you got any tips for us golfers who we need to get back into shape for our 2024 golf game here? You know, for us endomorphs out there, what do we need? What's our first step?
I just actually signed up a new client today who's a 40-year-old guy who's a single-digit handicapper and hits the ball pretty good. So we're going to be working with him. But we'll be talking about that with some speed training and stuff like that in the next couple of episodes. I hope we can get some time in with the new stuff coming in with a PGA Tour. But, you know, we talked about the flexibility and stuff in the last couple shows. And you know, once you get the flexibility going, then it's a matter of power. You know, we'll get into
the show is Get Your Fit On. It's on the RadioSaintPete.com platform and on our Florida Sports Streams channel. And looking forward to that. Already getting a tremendous response on his testing the waters, if you will. Speaking of waters and dripping, Liquid Drip. Remember, you guys remember the Liquid Drip? Well, they're upping their participation. Sean Knight, you're more than welcome to have a Liquid Drip. I don't think you want it. It's the THC infused.
Why wouldn't we want it?
Great stuff.
Yeah. Have at it, fellas.
Does it grow hair?
If it did, I'd have about 5 cases and I'd share with you. I guarantee you. But Mark Ferguson, of course, our good friend, where we are stationed right now in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, he and I both at the same night decided to brave it. And we drank a half a can. Slept like a baby. I just never been a weed guy. That's not my deal. But I tell you what, my daughter, who's a medicine, said, "Pops, you need THC for your arthritis." And I said, "Well, no, I don't think I need the THC element, but that's my excuse."
Slow down your show. Hey, speaking of your show, who are our sponsors?
Ice Pick Vodka, of course. We'll be talking to Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing. And we're going to be talking to Sea Dogs Cantina, Bert Ferrello, here in the second hour. He'll do plenty of promotion for that. And then, of course, Michelob Ultra. I talked to Chris Lewis today. John and I were working today on we got new leagues. We've got new opportunities to use one of our 2 simulators up here at Ferg's on the 19th hole. And we decided that the start of the new year, we're going to continue our BOGO promotion. So if you come down and you schedule 1 hour, you get 2 hours for $40. You can't beat that. You know that, Bill Butner. You bring 4 guys, that's $5 for 2 hours. You don't find that kind of entertainment anymore.
Bring ladies, you have way more fun.
Well, we encourage ladies to participate. Trust me.
I was like, I could definitely bring girls up. That'd be fun.
You bring girls in, and you know what the price is? FREE.
Yeah, forget the BOGO.
Yeah, forget BOGO. FREE, young lady.
Four guys can play 18 holes on a simulator in 2 hours. That's the beauty of the simulator golf. You don't have to walk from tee box to tee box.
Well, and I tell guys, you know, and John, I think you would agree with me, and you kind of enlighten me on it. I tell people from the putting perspective, that's the only thing that's really not that close to the real definition of a shot, wouldn't you say, is the putting?
Yeah, I was going to say the lies in the rough and the bunkers. Obviously, you sit it up on the AstroTurf tee box, but it simulates the curvature of the golf ball, the difficulty of the hole, all that fun
stuff. So I tell them, you know, 30 feet. Give yourself a 2, 10 feet and in one, move on. And it goes faster than even 2 hours when you do that with no putting.
I give myself everything inside of 15 feet on the golf course.
Well, it goes faster than a golf course when you do that, too.
Yeah. Pick it up.
It is good. I want to play with you guys.
The only thing I do with the dam is
Bill putt. Bill and I putt them out.
The only thing I do with the dam is putt. And I want to putt. Guys go, no, just pick it up. I want to putt it. I want to actually make a contribution to the team.
It's
pick it up.
A 3-drive.
That's because the guy's playing with you are going, we don't have that kind of time.
No, that's the only thing that I can contribute to, and I don't even get to do that.
So we can say that the first 19th hole clubhouse here with the golf simulators, we are home of the gimme putt. So come on down, hit a ball, but we are definitely home of the gimme.
That's our new line. Hey, let's take our first break, and then we'll come back, and we will talk to a gentleman that grew up over in Maui, and he has a lot of family, and I just want to get his perspective. He is Bert Ferrello. He is the operations manager for one of our great partners, and that is Sea Dogs Cantina. So we'll be back here on the T Florida, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and Shipyard Brewing and our good friends at Michelob Ultra. Stay tuned.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios upstairs. We're on the lower 18, if you will. And as we alluded to, oh, by the way, I just talked to Mark Ferguson. He said that you ladies can play for free and cocktails.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, no, he didn't say that, but I'm saying that, and I'm going to.
He didn't say that,
but I'm going to make sure that he
I was about to come in, Mark.
I was about to check to see if hell had actually frozen over.
2024. Maybe we will get him to change.
It is 2024. What
I think if there's anybody that can convince him, it's you. And I'm going to say, for some reason, I thought you mentioned that, Mark, our meeting.
I just weaseled him out of a lot of money for the murals. So.
Did you get your check?
Yep, I did.
Beautiful.
We're doing that mid-February.
If I come in at 6'3" and 250 wearing a skirt, can I play for free?
Coconut bra also.
No, we'll send you over to the par bar. You go over there and putt with the skirts all day long. Anyway, we're efforting Bert Ferrello because somebody fat fingered the wrong number and you're looking at him. So let's talk about what's taking place at St. Pete Country Club. I love that event.
98th consecutive running tournament, amateur tournament.
Wow.
At St. Pete. And we've had many, obviously, Luke List, J.B. Holmes, your boy Shank.
Oh, yeah.
Hayden Buckley, they all participated there and proceeded on to the PGA Tour. But this year we had some fast greens today, and 68's leading. John Daly was 73.
Junior.
Jr. John's been around all week. They've been playing practice round.
Thanks for reminding me. I would have been out there today.
Hey, it happens tomorrow, too.
Does it? What time?
9 o'clock shotgun. 27 holes.
I'm coming down.
Cool.
Coming over.
You can see your memorial there on the carpet.
Oh, you know what? I better wear my staff gear.
Please do.
So that I don't get escorted off the grounds. I wear my St. Pete Country Club staff gear. Speaking of staffing,
wait a sec, Mike. Before we move on from that, there's actually, Bill may have mentioned this. I don't know if I caught it or not, but they have the NewYearsInvitational.com, which is a website out there, and you can actually go right now and click on that, and you can actually see all the leaders in the tournament. So Golf Genius is providing a leaderboard for it, and it's pretty fascinating to see some of the young names up there on the leaderboard. So go to NewYearsInvitational.com, and you'll see everybody who's on the leaderboard playing from St. Pete Country Club.
And they're mostly from Division One programs. They got four guys from Michigan, a couple of guys from Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Division One after Division One programs. So
how cool is that? How do they like that track, as tight as it is?
It's tight, and the greens are good.
These are young bombers.
These are young bombers, absolutely.
They can hit it over the corner a lot of those holes, but you can be in trouble if you don't hit it in the dead right on the line.
Mm-hmm. And you know the factoid about that course? That birthday boy here, that's where he got his first hole-in-one, and that Tom Gribben. Now, that deserves applause.
Wow.
How many years? I'm trying to set him up to tell me how old he is. How many years ago was that?
A few years ago. That was the first of three hole-in-ones that I've
had. All right, let's get to Bert Ferrello. And, of course, he's kind enough to take it. I know what a hard worker you are, my friend. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the show. Of course, Sea Dogs and Fred Forsley and Charlie Break Iron, you guys have been superb partners, and I appreciate everything you do, and appreciated you coming down here to Ferg's on the opening day and setting up the food trucks. I saw you up at the Jazz Fest. You guys were all over the place, but more importantly, I wanted to get your perspective. You know, your background, 25 years as a Marine. God bless you for that service.
Thank you.
And our resident Marine was not here today. He typically would be here as well, Gary McNally. But, let's talk about growing up in Maui and how that impacted you as we look at this century event and how the PGA is giving back to the communities.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, actually, I was born in Kauai. But
Kauai, Maui. You're born in paradise. I didn't have a resume.
Not a better place on earth than Hanalei Bay there in Kauai.
Yes. My mom was executive chef at Princeville for 25 years.
Oh, that's still so, that resort is still going there, Princeville.
It sure is. But the PGA has always been big and always been given back to the residents of Hawaii. Especially in Maui, they've done so much since the fires, and given back to that community. A lot of the people that work at Kapalua actually live in Lahaina, right down where the fires were, and they were the first people to respond in any way to help out. They've done actually more than the government, and I don't want to talk politics, but they were, the only given like $700 per family, whereas the tournament has given way more back to the community. So,
well, it's a $20 million purse. I know that, and $2 million of it, the funds given back to the community from Century. So they really have stepped up to the plate, haven't they, Bert?
Yes, they have. And not just that, but the golfing community in that area has always been good to Maui, even before the fires. But like I said, I only been to one golf tournament one time, and it was at Kapalua, and I was lucky enough to follow around Davis Love III. Super nice guy, and very positive to the in the community.
Well, you just made one of our resident pros a night here, Bill Butner. He played at North Carolina 1 million years ago, and he bleeds North Carolina blue, and he's the consummate Tar Heel, if
and
you will.
And Davis was one of ours.
And he's a class act.
He is a class act, absolutely.
I want to say it was like two the last time, like, he won in Calcavicchio was winning the first three rounds, and Davis Love came out of nowhere. I want to say it was 16 or 17. I remember. It's been a while. But
so when you heard the news, I'm sure that you got calls from family. You had family over in harm's way or in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I have a nephew who actually works for the fire department there, and his house burned down. And you know, even during the whole event was going on, he was still working. He wasn't worried about his home. Luckily, his family was able to get to Kauai where to be with, you know, with my family. And but he still worked through it, and he's living in a trailer right now, but going through all the insurance headaches and everything. But he'll get through it. The fact, you know, Hawaiians are very close knit, and Ohana is what we think in, and that's where we live, and very tight knit group.
Well, I wanted to get your perspective, and God bless your nephew and his commitment. And I've saw one or two stories like that of it was on 60 Minutes. Firefighters that their homes were burned, their families were blessed and didn't perish. But you know, in fact, one guy, he was on a truck and he drove by his own home. But he knew that there wasn't anybody in harm's way, so he's watching his house burn down while they went and rescued other people. That's an incredible story, and what a commitment.
But you know, there's another
Bert,
local person.
What's the future hold, Bert, for the folks that, you know? I mean, I understand that, you know, gosh, you know, I've read where 70% of the staff of plantation at the golf course there that worked there lived in that town.
Yes.
Where did they move to? Where are they living? How are they living? What's the future hold for them?
So a lot of them are lucky enough that the state government was able to put them in VR. People open their Airbnbs, VRBOs, but a lot of those places that were putting in hotels for a short period of time, you know, had to get back to business. So they had to find their own, you know, living situations. Luckily, a lot of families from different islands came out and helped out. We were able to send my mom and dad have a trailer in Kauai, and they were able to send two trailers over there to help our family members. But a lot of people are reaching out. You're seeing a lot of containers being built into homes for temporary housing.
Well,
I've always noticed that people I've talked to from Hawaii, especially in the golf business, it seems like there's no matter what island they're on, it seems like there's a huge sense of locality, meaning that the folks locally seem that they love each other, they take care of each other. It seems like there's a great bond, a little unusual there. Not unlike maybe you can find places here on the stateside. But especially that I noticed in the golf industry over there, it seems like there was always kind of a tight bond between the folks that, you know, or the locals over there in Hawaii.
It doesn't matter what island you're talking about. It doesn't matter what your social standing in the community. At the end of the day, we always say Ohana, which means family. And Hawaii has its own tradition that a lot of people just won't understand. For me, going into the Marine Corps for that brotherhood, it's kind of like the same thing. So you take care of your family, you take care of your brothers, your neighbors. You don't, you put them before yourselves. Your selfishness, there's none. You just do what needs to be done.
Well, Bert, I appreciate you taking time. I just wanted to share the story because it's all over the Golf Channel. I know you're not a huge golf fan, but I knew that you could add some local flavor and give people a perspective of what's going on over there.
I'm sure you know that Chichi Rodriguez is married to a Hawaiian. I don't know if you knew
Chichi
that.
Oh, Chichi is? I did not know that. And, you know, well, Chichi's. Chi-Chi's facilities right up there, not too far from where you guys are housed in Clearwater.
Well, we did a golf tournament for him or his foundation a couple years ago. He came up, started speaking Spanish to me. I'm like, I'm Hawaiian and Filipino, and he goes, my wife's Hawaiian. I go, yes, I know that. Yes, he was, we talked about Hawaii for a good 15 minutes.
Hey, let's do a little plug for of course Sea Dogs Cantina and how people can get a hold of you guys if they have a function and they want a food truck with some superb Mexican cuisine.
Well, we have a couple of food trucks right now. We have our Sea Dog Brew Pub, which is, you know, the restaurant there in Treasure Island. We do some of the favorites there, and then Sea Dog Cantina, which is Mexican cuisine. And we've done a few other things. I did a Hawaiian luau for the Country Day School out in Largo. So we're open to any type of cuisine that people are looking for. But if you're interested in, you know, getting in contact with me, my name is Bert Falero, and you can contact me at 207-745-1300. Or you can just contact the Sea Dog in Treasure Island, and they'll get in contact with me. And that's happened a few times where people have called me there, and we've been able to do a lot of events, foundations, all kinds of stuff. So we're open to that. You know, our company's, and but it's always giving back to the community.
We should have done a Hawaiian luau for Tom Gribben's birthday. That sounds excellent, doesn't it? You do the hog and the whole deal.
The pig and the pineapple.
I do. Well, have you ever had white pineapple?
No,
I have. Oh,
I will have to bring you white pineapple. Everybody has had pineapple, but if you happen a white pineapple from Hawaii, you'll never eat regular yellow pineapple again.
Is it sweeter?
That's the truth.
Is it sweeter?
Much, much sweeter. Yep.
Wow.
Where do you find them?
In Hawaii, but I'm going to send you a picture. Hold on a second. That's where you find them. But okay. Hey, Mike. No. Mike, I'm going to send you a picture via my phone. There's one in my backyard in Tampa.
What's the address?
That I'll never tell.
All right.
So when you were in Kauai, did you get over to Tahiti Nui's there?
Of course not. Please, everybody goes there.
That's my second home when I'm there.
What is it? A club? A restaurant?
It's a bar.
It's a bar. So really quick, and I'm just gonna let you guys go. So while I was in the Marine Corps, I was stationed at Camp David. I had the honor of guarding President Reagan, and there was a little three-par up at Camp David, and we would, when nobody was around, we'd just tip right up there. And a lot of the people who would visit President Reagan and at the time Vice President Bush would go play golf in a little place called Holly Hills in Mount Airy, Maryland. So if you ever look that up, you'll see that a lot of...
Of course, when Reagan was president, the course wasn't very crowded then, right? A lot of room for the Marines.
Exactly. Right, so, when Bush was there, very active.
Send me that picture, and I will
send it to you right now.
And then I'll see if there's a way we can determine what the address is, and I'll send a couple of my interns late at night with black masks on, and we'll get ourselves a couple of white...
And a machete.
Yeah, a couple of white pineapples from you, buddy.
Well, wait till you see this plant. It's not an average yellow pineapple plant. It takes 2 years to grow a white pineapple.
Wow.
It's going to say you only get like one fruit per plant like every other year or something.
No, you can. This one, it's on the second year. I've got three coming out of it. So we'll see.
Well, Bert, thanks. Yeah, you're welcome to come on the show anytime. Come on down to Ferg's, or you got anything you want to promote, you know, you're more than welcome being part of the Sea Dogs family, our title sponsor.
We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, bring some pineapples.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will. All right. I guess providing you with ice pick vodka is not going to be a big deal. So out to find something
that's
else.
No, that's easy.
We'll drop one of those in an ice pick vodka? Oh.
Well, I've done that a couple times.
Hope you have.
I've already been on that. It was like, let me get my hands on that pineapple. So good.
That'd be a tasty cocktail. And Bert, you may have to
share
with
you. I'm going to send a picture of you. I will, buddy. You definitely know it. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great evening. Bert Ferrello.
Go Bucks.
He's just an he's an entertainer. He's a great guy. He's got superb stories. You've got to go, young lady.
Yes, sir. I have to leave, unfortunately.
Well, thank you for coming down. Hey, I got a couple questions real quick. How was Kansas City?
Kansas City was full of my family. So aside from that, it was fantastic.
Hey, did you get down to the plaza? I love the lights down there at the plaza.
No, I got to spend the entire time with my family.
Have you ever been down to the plaza at Christmas time?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, my gosh. The lights are superb downtown. This is downtown Kansas City, and it's a shopping area. But
Basically, just hold up and talked smack to each other the entire time at my brother's house.
Well, we had some smacking going on. No, in every family, there's something close. Mr. Gribben, you have to take off as well?
I'm going to hang a little bit.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, Patty Suzette, of course, she is our resident artist. She does a superb job. Bill Butner is depressed now. We won't hear from him for the next hour and 10 minutes as he loses his anchor. And again, Happy New Year, young lady. Thanks for showing up. And
thanks.
You look like $1 million.
Oh, thank you. I was going to settle for $30. But I
got 30.
What is wrong with you?
I'm blushing, in case anybody's wondering.
So is he. Bill Butner just, did you hear that, John Rager? He said, I've got 30.
Yeah, our golf show is starting to sound like Portland, Oregon. It's getting weird around here.
Yeah. Rager just said that this golf show starting to sound like Portland, Oregon. It's getting weirder around here. All right. So, John, nice conversation with Bert. Have you been to Hawaii golfing?
I have not. That's the only state I've not been to. It's one of those things that's a bucket list kind of thing to be able to go out there and play and do that. So perhaps in the future we'll figure out a way to get Miss Karen going out there and play some golf. But I know that it is a beautiful place. I know it's interesting too because I had a good friend of mine. He's deceased now, named Steve Shaft. He was a sales rep. He was a PGA golf professional, but for a time in his career, maybe 5 or 6 years, he was a sales rep out there for the Ben Hogan Company at the time. And he literally had to fly to work. You know, there's 7 islands out there. They're all spread out, and he had to, you know, fly to work all the time to sell golf merchandise to all the resorts and golf courses and stuff like that. But he was the one that taught me about the locals there and the love that the locals have for each other. And I'm glad that Bert, you know, brought that out and told our listeners a little bit about that. But, yes, I'm looking forward to going out there. I'm going to have to save my pennies up and figure out a way to get out to Hawaii. So I don't know. Have you been out there, Mike? I mean, you know, it seems like you have your good friend from Iowa that we had on the show, the farmer, you know, months ago, you know, played golf out there all the time. Have you been there?
He goes to this event every year, and I have not been, but I have a hat from there every year when he's out there. Okay, we just got a picture of the white pineapple tree in Bert's backyard, and that's somewhere in Tampa. So you need to do a little of a recon there, Jeff Ward, and try to figure out where this is located.
Mike, he's right. The white pineapple is different. It's sweeter.
Sweeter?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a delicacy, apparently. It really takes so long to grow.
I need some cultivation.
Well, whatever we do, don't tell the Department of Agriculture he's got one of those in the backyard. I know that little-known fact, Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa is the dividing line where you can grow mango trees. South of Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa across the state, you can grow mango trees. North of it, you can't. So I'm not sure about growing pineapples in Pinellas County, but I guess if the climate's temper enough for that, but let's keep it under the QT for the Department of Agriculture because there's probably some restriction on that.
That's a bit of trivia that I didn't know, John.
I didn't know that either.
Here at On the Tee Florida, we try to come up with the most useless information that we can possibly come up with to provide content to our listeners.
I think you won the prize today, brother.
A plethora of unimportant information is what I've been known for most of my life doing this. So it makes me very proud. So are you going to make it through the second hour now that Patty Suzette has departed, or has left us?
I'll be depressed, but no. Yeah.
You got to fire up.
I got to fire up.
You see how you fired up the minute Bert brought up Davis Love III?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you just have these hot buttons. You're up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk more about the 98th as well, and that leaderboard, and John Daly's son, and where he's at on that leaderboard.
Okay.
And Mr. Gribben, let's do a little plug for your two events before we wind down this first hour.
We do our annual event with the band I used to tour with, the Saltwater Cowboys, out there at Katiki on Saturday.
My Neighborhood Tavern for 6 years.
Yes. You were out there last year. So you
had a wonderful time, folks. I'm telling you.
And then on Wednesday at the Palladium Side Door, we have the Steve Longo Experience. It's a classic rock experience. Steve was the drummer for John Entwistle of The Who and a number of other bands, George Harris. It's a very cool event. It's a one-time only thing. They're on tour in Florida, and we're picking up a day for Wednesday, January 10th.
I think what I hear George Harris's name is, was it to Joe Bordeaux and Sunshine 96.7 FM?
Absolutely. He's played with Greg Billings for years and a number of other people, you know, big star.
You got to get Greg up here on the show.
Well, let's do it.
You know, where we are right now at one time was going to be.
I've talked to Greg about, I can get him on the show. Well, he's got some other things going on right now, I'd love to get him on the show.
Absolutely. He actually was going to open up the Daiquiri Shack up here right before the COVID, a partnership between Mark and the owner of the Daiquiri Shack, and Greg was a part of that, and he was talking to me about it when I worked there during COVID. Okay. And then COVID killed the plan, and fortunately for us, now it's a golf mecca with two simulators up here at the 19th hole. But what a great guy.
He had to play golf today. He was over at Cove K with our members over there playing in a little club event. So he was working today.
Well, we should have had Pat give him some special treatment over there.
That's true.
And she's a great gal. John Rager, when we come back about 6:45, we'll do the John Rager report. 6:15, our good friend Brandi Wines, she will join us. She's an author, and of course, she's now the president of the Sports Club of Tampa. She's going to talk about their golf tournament, and that is at Carrollwood Country Club. And then we'll talk a little bit more about this center, and I want to talk about the odds because it's pretty interesting on this event. You know, Scottie Scheffler was the mark. He was the favorite, but as you said, he's in 45th place right now. So I always like to take a look at that. And now that the regular season is done in the NFL, in the collegiate world, it's just NBA. You got college basketball. Golf gets a lot of love for the next 3 months.
Got one more college game.
There's actually two more. On Sunday, it's South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits.
You're right, that's right.
Against the Montana Grizzlies. There are eight kids.
It's going to be a great game to that game.
Oh, yeah. There are eight kids from Florida on that South Dakota State team in Brookings, South Dakota. And I flew back to Iowa and to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I rode with six of them. And we talked for 2 hours about football and their transition to the cold of South Dakota, coming from two kids from Orlando, a couple of kids from Tampa. And I said, what'd you think the first the winter, boys? And they shook their heads. But it's a winning program. This will be their back-to-back national championship. So, that's on Sunday.
Mike, speaking of cold weather, after the top of the hour, too, we'll head into Wild Bill's golf weather report.
Wild Bill is an interesting cat. I, the more I follow his Facebook, I don't know how anybody can keep up with that dude.
Nobody can. You know, he's got so much energy. He makes coffee nervous.
Yeah, he does. All right, we're going to wind down this first hour. We'll be back. As I said, we've got a jam-packed second hour. Tom will be leaving with Jeff Ward. He'll give us some tips for 2024. The tips he gave me, I've been using, and I'm seeing results after 4 days. I'm not saying that just because you're sitting across from me. We'll be back on the T Florida, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned.